It's December 10th, 2010. Hello and welcome to Media Shift 4-Minute Roundup, or 4MR, where I condense new media news for you in 4 minutes each week. My name is Mark Glazer, and I'm executive editor of PBS Media Shift, covering the intersection of media and technology. This episode of 4MR is brought to you by Carnegie Knight News 21, an alliance of 12 journalism schools in which the top students tell complex stories in inventive ways. See tips for spurring innovation at learn.news21.com. Now, here's the news. The microblogging service Twitter has had its share of hype over the years, but how many Americans really use it? The Pew Internet and American Life Project surveyed Americans and found that 8% of the online population uses Twitter, with just 2% doing it daily. That still means millions of people are using Twitter regularly, though it does lag behind social networking use. Plus, Pew found that young people aged 18 to 29 were nearly twice more likely to be using Twitter than everyone else, with 14% saying they used it. 13% of African Americans use Twitter, with 18% of Hispanics using it, meaning that minorities are actually more likely to be using Twitter than whites. I talked to the report's co-author, Aaron Smith, a senior research specialist at Pew Internet, to find out more about Twitter use and how it fits in with social networking use by Americans. While I thought the 8% number seemed small for Twitter use, Smith put that into perspective for me.
To give you a sense of how that fits in, that's exactly as many people or as many internet users who say in our surveys that they use online dating sites. 8% of internet users say that they use an online dating site. So when you look at it that way, I think that maybe helps people contextualize just how big this is. You're talking about a country with something over 200 million adults, and if 3/4 of them go online and almost 10% of them are using Twitter, that's a fairly sizable number when you sort of think about it that way.
I also wondered how Americans have been using social networking sites such as Facebook. I asked Smith what Pew had found out on that count in a recent survey.
In 2005, early 2005, 8% of internet users said that they use social networking sites, much like we see with Twitter today, with about 2% doing so on a typical day. Now, as I mentioned, about 6 in 10 internet users say they use social networking sites, and almost 4 in 10 actually, 37% say that they use a social networking site on a typical day. So there's been quite a bit of growth in that over the last several years.
Now for this week's poll at Media Shift. The question is, how do you use Twitter? Our last poll question was, what do you think of WikiLeaks? 33% said it's a fantastic source for inside information. 33% said there are some things to like and some things to hate about it. 12% said it shouldn't be reined in by governments, and 8% said it's an enemy of the state. One person described WikiLeaks as sociopathy posing as nobility and transparency, while another said, the campaign to shut WikiLeaks down is fundamentally anti-democratic. Be sure to keep up to date with all the news, polls, and events over at PBS MediaShift at pbs.org/mediashift and our sister blog, Idealab, at pbs.org/idealab. Thanks to podcast sponsor News 21, along with PBS and the Knight Foundation for making this podcast possible. Until next time, remember, if you're a media consumer, media mixer, or media maker, shift happens.